Welcome to Jessica Massey on the podcast. This is the Money Love Affair series. My name's Jess. I am your host. I am a woman's empowerment coach, spiritual business mentor, wealth coach, and manifestation queen. And we are here to talk all things money, to help you expand your relationship with money, and to talk about it in a way that you have never heard of us spoken about before. This is where we do things differently. I'm so excited to have you here. Now buckle up, sit back, and enjoy the journey. I've been hearing all your awesome feedback around how much awareness this has already brought to your relationship with money. One episode already, and the shifts that I'm hearing in all of you are so great, which makes me so sure of what my intention is here. It makes me go, you know what, this is worth every single minute, every single day. These conversations are changing you on a cellular level that you might not even realize right now. So in talking, in speaking to you all, and in Abundance Codes, the conversation so far has been about awareness. So we just started week one. Everyone's going in super hot. It's so hot in there. Like everyone's seeing all their problems, seeing all the opportunities that are literally lying right there in front of them. And it's amazing. It's so great. So what I want to get into you here is what happens when you actually stop avoiding money and start inviting it in. Like overcoming why you're avoiding money. Because the avoidance of your problems is actually the surest way to invite them in. If you don't want to have any problems anymore, start looking at it. Start building a relationship with it. If you want more money and you don't care about it, why would that person, can you actually imagine that it's a relationship right now? And if you're avoiding them, eventually they're going to stop coming back. Eventually they're going to go, I'm going to wait over here until you're nice to me again, because I've been trying to be there for you and you've been really like pushing me away and being avoidant, and I don't really like that. So I'm not going to give you as much as I would if you were there and respecting me and loving me. Totally, right? Absolutely. In any relationship, is that not the expectation that it is a two-way relationship? So if you're sitting in avoidance, you're actually going to create way more problems for yourself than you would if you were just to take action and to change. So this is your wake-up call. If you're sitting there totally not even looking at your bank account balance, not saving, not even looking at your expenses, your credit card bills probably up the wall, you don't even know how much you're going to earn every single week, it's just a guessing game. That is your biggest problem. That's your biggest problem. When you avoid things, you create more problems in them. That's just the way that it is. That's the way that the game works. That's the way that the ball rolls. That's the way that the game goes. So what I really want to bring in here is what happens when you stop avoiding it? What happens when you get to know it? So this is what we're actually like. This whole week in Abundance Codes, the first week, is around tools and tasks to help you do this. And I mean, I have this podcast available for you, so I thought I really wanted to bring it on here as well for every single one of your ears to listen to it and take the tools and little droplets for you to take home, things that you can take action towards. Start thinking different, start acting different, start moving in the direction of growth, of massive, massive wealth. And I mean long-term sustainable wealth. We're not talking about small manifestations here. We're talking about setting you up for long, long-term success. So that you can continue to have wealth when you're in retirement, when you have kids, when you have families, when you want to go on a holiday in a private jet on your own because you can. Private jet, that's a great one. I actually pictured a boat and I said jet, so maybe it's both. It gets to be a boat and a jet. Like this is the reality that you actually get to begin creating, and you cannot create it if you're sitting in avoidance. There's no chance. Like if money still triggers you, like you're probably on the wrong podcast to be listening to, because here it's about expansion. Here it's about expanding where you are right now. It's about taking you to that next step, doing things differently than you've ever done before in a way that nobody else does them, because nobody does it like this. I can tell you that right now. So when you step into this place of going, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to start loving it. I'm ready to start loving you. I'm ready to take action. I'm ready to take the step of action towards my dreams. Do you hear that? It's like, take action towards your dreams, because that is where all of the magic lies. That's where all of the magic lies. And so I want to invite in this opportunity for you, where you get to decide right now what you're going to do in this life, whether you're going to continue to avoid or whether you're going to continue to change and grow and evolve. Because if you continue to change and grow and evolve, you are destined for greatness. You're destined for greatness. It's how the constant evolution and change and witnessing your problems and working on them and growing and changing and coming out the other side a little bit better every single time means that if you continue to do that and you continue to lovingly change and bring light to things that you've been avoiding, means you're absolutely destined for a really beautiful life. And I've been speaking this so much, and it's just, the message is so loud right now that it gets better than you can even imagine. It gets better than you can even imagine, honestly. And I say that, and I really wonder if you heard it properly. Like, the biggest thing that you can imagine right now, just take a moment to imagine it. Just, what does it look like? And if you're sitting there thinking you can't think of anything, just what you've already thought of is actually the thing. So just focus on what you've already just thought of just then. No matter how silly or ridiculous or far-fetched it might seem. Cool. And once you've got that, it actually gets better than that. Yes, I know. Maybe you had the most amazing picture. It gets better. If you had an okay picture, well, it gets better. So you can't see what you can't comprehend, and you haven't grown enough to experience what hasn't happened yet. So in saying that, you actually don't know how great it's going to get. You have no idea. You can't even pretend to know. And this is the great part of, you know, surrendering to the unknown, which is a lot that happens in my world when you're coaching with me. Because it's like, okay, just surrender to the process and trust how great it goes. And though everyone that works with me has, like, faces all their things, there is no avoidance. There is no room for avoidance on the success train. It's just, there's just not. And so if you're sitting there avoiding something, especially around money, what else are you avoiding? Like, what other parts of yourself are you avoiding that you're sweeping under the carpet? Are there triggers, problems, bills, debts, questions, things that you're avoiding and pushing to the sideline because it's easier to ignore it? And now that's a really big thing. So yes, it is easier to ignore it. Sure. And the most rewarding road isn't the easy road. It's not. Have you ever climbed a mountain? And me talking about climbing mountains, I'm dreaming of them so much. There's no real mountains on the Gold Coast. I'm going to go drive and find one now after this episode. Anyway. And we come back. So there's two paths, right? And one is really easy. It's like 100 meters long. You're in the one car park. So one path to your left is 100 meters long. You walk there, and it actually probably goes to the toilets. It's the toilet path. It's really short, really easy. And you walk it and you get to your destination. It is the toilets. Great. Cool. Or you can take the second path to your right. And that path goes up the mountain and it's really steep and it's really rocky. Maybe there's spiderwebs and snakes and crazy stuff. But what happens when you continue on that journey and facing the obstacles and bringing awareness to them? Like, you won't actually ever step on a snake if you're aware of it. If you're avoiding looking at where you're going, you're probably going to get hurt. Yes, most likely. But if you bring awareness to everything you're doing and enjoy the journey of doing the hard road, of doing the harder path, when you get to the top, what you will see is a beautiful horizon of so many opportunities,
from the top of one mountain, you can see the tops of many, many more mountains that you can't see when you're down the bottom or at the toilets. Like, once you do the thing and you face it and you continuously do it, it is the most beautiful, 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 beautiful thing to be open to all of the opportunities that you can just create, that you've just created by doing it. Because then also, once you do it once, guess what? You've got proof that you can do it again. And humans, we love evidence. We love evidence to know that we can do something. So, you know, like, once you do something, you're like, oh, cool, I know that I can do that. It makes it easier the next time. The first time you do something, it's kind of scary and uncomfortable, and you might hurt yourself, you might fail, it's embarrassing, it's the whole thing. And then once you do it once, it's like, oh, I know how to do that. I've done that before, it's easy. Right. So, can you do something for the first time, realizing that it's going to make everything easier later on? That if you continue to avoid it forever and never tried it because of how hard it could be, you're never going to experience the beauty of the ease of it. So you're only going to have one side of the experience forever because you're sitting in fear. You're sitting in fear about it. And so fear is the biggest obstacle to wealth. Fear is the biggest obstacle for wealth because people are afraid to think big. People are afraid to think big because it's easy to think small. And that's unfortunately just the way that it freaking goes. And you can choose to believe that yourself, or if you're anything like me, and I hope that you are, because if you're like me, then you're following in my footsteps and you're coming along for the freaking ride. Then you're going to reject that and realize that in fear is actually every single opportunity. In fear is where every single opportunity for growth is. Through fear. Through fear. On the other side of fear is reward. Guaranteed. And you don't know what kind of reward until you get there. And are you brave enough to find out? Are you brave enough to explore the uncertainty? So when you are brave, when you do overcome the avoidance, if you know that all your problems can be solved by actually just taking one step of action, why would you not take that step of action? This is the kind of great, like, this is what you get on the podcast when you're with me. These conversations don't even exist because I'm like, what do you mean you don't want to take action? Why do you want to stay with your problems? Okay, you go keep your problems if you want. And this is kind of how people, like, have you ever seen those people that stay the same their whole life? Like, you meet them, like, I don't know, when they're 15, and then you have some years apart, and then you see them again when they're 40, and same person, same personality traits, same life, same mentality, still doing the same job that they did since high school. Like, there is no challenge in their life. They've settled with the easy path. Which, it's okay, it's their journey. And if you ask those people, they're generally unhappy. Generally, I'm sure there are some people that, I'm saying that, but I don't believe that. I don't actually believe that. I would think I was saying that to be nice, if anyone of that is me, but I can't imagine that you're actually in happiness, because I believe that growth happens in discomfort. And so if you're totally comfortable in your life, you're not growing. And that's the whole point of existing, is to improve, like, and it doesn't mean drastically, it just means challenge yourself so that you can love deeper, so that you can love deeper, so that you can do more things. Like, once you step into your love of self, you get to then show love to others and then invite love in others. And that is just phenomenal. That is where true magic lies. That's where the true magic is. And we say we're doing this work for money, and I hope you realize by now that by being, I hope you're not, if you're not already following me on socials, go to my Instagram, follow me or Jessica Marie Massion, and make sure you tune in and send me a message and get in my zone. Because if you thought that we were just going to be speaking about money here, you were entirely wrong. Because this is a money love affair podcast. You are having a love affair with this energy that can change your whole life, and that is the foundation of everything, everything that is created in existence. Absolutely everything. So for what purpose would you ignore it? Knowing that if you bring it in, you can create so much more. Do you want to help people? A lot of the people that I know want to help people. They want to be of service. Okay, great. Well, if you want to keep avoiding money, if you want to keep avoiding this big, big, massive part of your life, you're probably going to help, like, where are you in your neighborhood in the world? Cool. So you probably don't have a phone if you're avoiding money because you don't want to pay your bill. Or maybe you have a phone, you don't really use it. You're avoiding it. You're probably going to affect like the small amount of people in your community. Maybe 5 people, 10 people you can really influence. Truly. Have a little bit of money? Okay, cool. Maybe you're at a great job. Maybe you can, you know, just have a little bit more influence. You've got a workplace that you can influence. Maybe you are have a club or a hobby, something you do outside of hours, whatever that is. You know, okay, cool. You've got a little bit more influence. You can help a little bit more people. If you actually want to help a grand scheme of people, a massive scale of people, the foundation to doing that is in wealth. It is in wealth. It is in having money to go places, to drive places, to fly places, to help people financially, because generally that's what people actually need. Like I'm talking, you know, all of those orphanages, all those countries that need so much help, all the people that need help to grow their businesses, in order to have the skills, you need to train yourself up to do it as well. That's the matter of the fact of how it goes. How do you think this microphone came into existence, the programs, the software, the phone, the lighting, all of the things that come together to create this message for you, it doesn't come for free. There is an investment that comes in even sharing this message with you. There is an investment that comes with every kind of larger scale helping of people, of serviceness. And that's what it's all about. Like, we are leaders and we lead leaders. If you're here, I know that you are a leader because that is who you are when you come to this space, for sure. Like, it's an attraction thing, baby. Welcome to the table. It feels freaking good over here, doesn't it? It feels so great. Like, I love it. And the more my table grows, I'm like, yes, we all get to grow together and change the whole freaking world. Like, how far did we just go? We just went from total avoidance of money to changing the whole world in 15 minutes. And that's actually the reality of what it looks like. That's how quick it can change. If you're ready to actually open your mind up to believing that. So if you actually want to start taking action to stop avoiding it, well, join Abundance Code for starters. You can still, if you join right now, we're still live for another 6 weeks. If you're listening to this later, you can buy it and do it in your own time. It's a self-paced course with daily tasks. And it's so, so affordable, and there's payment plans, and it's all in my website, in my bio on Instagram if you check it out, and I'll pop it in the show notes as well. And though the first step is actually overcoming the avoidance of it, so even like if you want to actually take action and change, it's beginning to change by stopping the avoidance of it. And that means taking a different course of action than you have in the past, right? That means doing something differently, which means that if you've been avoiding it for so, so, so long, do something differently and change the way you've been doing it. Like right this second, like pause this freaking podcast and go check it out and buy it and start right like today. Because the sooner you stop avoiding it, the sooner you start attracting way more wealth, because that's when you start to change. And then when you change, you step into that vibration. You step into the vibration of it, and it's so yummy. Yummy. That's my really describing word of some situations. I'm like, it's just delicious when you really get to know it and create. Ah. So if there's any of you on here that are actually really big dreams and you're so far away from them right now, this is the first step to going towards them. And if you're listening and you're like, oh, I kind of avoid it, but not really, not too much, you're avoiding it more than you should be. There is always more that you can know it. There is always more that you can do and expand in yourself in this area, which is why I love it, because it's so expansive. So expansive in the way that
You can never be done with this journey. So no matter where you are on this journey listening, this is for you. This is for you no matter where you are. Whether you already have that successful business and you're like, shit, I want to scale and there's some things that I'm not seeing. This is for you. If you want to start a business and you like don't even know where to start, this is for you. If you've just started a business and you are not making the money that you wanted to make, this is for you. And if you're one of those people as well, by the way, I'm having a group programming launching soon. Oh my God. This is the first time I've said it on the podcast. It's been super hush-hush and I've just been selling it behind the scenes. So it's going to be awesome. So yeah. Oh my God. I just had to drop that in. That's super passionate to my heart because there's so many listeners right now. I know that you're there listening, not creating the wealth that you want in your brand and your business and your ideas. So yeah, I put together a little, it's going to be massive. The mastermind of business, of up-leveling your freaking life and stepping into that version of you. And this is actually what happens when you start this work. So I love that you've listened to this episode and I really, really hope this has changed your way of thinking and your belief around money or what you need to do to start taking action to creating a better relationship with it. Do you remember what I said at the start? In any relationship, if you're avoiding them, you're going to get less from it. You're going to get less if you want more. Be there more. Show up more. That's my message for you. And I'm super excited for all these episodes. So excited. Every single week, every Friday, we are on. And I am actually going to have bonus guest episodes out on Saturdays. So have a listen. And we're in Australia, so that's different if you're in America or international. I just love, let me just take a moment in actual deep, deep, deep appreciation and gratitude for how many listeners and people already are in my world from all over the world. From all over the world. I am so grateful for you listening from America, India, like Africa, all over the world. It's so beautiful that you are tuning in right now, listening to this, tuning into my world and receiving my energy. Thank you. And I just hope this changes your whole freaking life. I hope this podcast changes your whole life because once you change your relationship with money, your whole entire existence will change. Undoubtedly. Certainly. So start here. Start by turning inwards. Start by bringing more awareness to what's been going on in your world. And when you bring more awareness into it, it will change for the better. It's like shadow work that came up the other day. It's like you shine a light on it and it gets brighter. It's so obvious, so great. Well, I have loved, loved, loved chatting to you beautiful humans. I really hope you enjoyed this episode. And if you did, I would love for you to like, subscribe, share it with a friend. And if you have any questions or want to tell me your favorite part from this episode, send me a DM. I would love to hear from you. This has been Money Love Affair by Jessica Massey on the podcast. I am so excited to speak with you next week.